Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Yud Aleph 211, Baruch Hashem. This is the final mitzvah. We made it to the end of Parshas Achrimos, the last mitzvah, 28 mitzvahs in Parshas Achrimos. This is the 28th one, the 26th Los Aseh. If you remember, there were only two mitzvahs Aseh in this entire Parsha. It was all of the Arayos, which today we have the last one, 28. And Hashem, the next time we will start with the 51 mitzvahs in Parshas Kedoshim. That Hashem, we will start the next time. But today we have on our plate, we have mitzvah Reish Yud Aleph, mitzvah 211, which goes with yesterday's mitzvah, and that is the second Isra of Mishkav Behema. We have yesterday was the male Mishkav Behema, today is the female Mishkav Behema. The Isra of women to be with an animal, says the Sefer, says the Torah first. First of all, it's in the second part, half of the Patek that we read yesterday. Uvachol Behema lo sitein shechavtecha l'tama va, v'isha lo sa'amod l'fnei Behema l'riva. A woman is allowed to stand in front of an animal to be with him. Tevel who? Tevel who? It is Tevel, we said yesterday. Tevel means mixed up. It means not the norm. That is something that is included in the Isser. Says the Sefer Chinuch, Shlo tishkavna ha-nashim im ha-behemos. Shlo tishkavna ha-nashim ha-behemos she-ne-emar. V'yishe lo sa-amod l'fnei behemo l'riva. The Kazvar Rambam Zechorna Levracha. The Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, here in Mitzvah, lo sa-se shin mem tes, 349, shezu mitzvah bevnei atzma, b'chesh ben ha-mitzvahs, v'ena nechneses b'chal ha-mitzvah shalofanea. It's two separate lo sa-ses. The Isra Mishka Behemba for a male, and the Isra Mishka Behemba for a female. Lefi, she-isra ha-zachar lavo ala behema, v'isra ha-isha, shelo tavi ha-behema aleha, shnei isurin chalukin hein. It is two separate mitzvahs lo sa-se. V'lulei ha-lav sheba alein beferish, if I would not have had one of them, lo hayanol madin zemizeh. I wouldn't have learned one from the other. They're two separate ones. How do I know that? Says the Rambam. The Chinuch quotes it. The Hevi Rayim, Imash Amru, Zechonu Levracha, Beragrishim, Bekrisus. The first Mishnah, Meseches Krisus, lists off the 36 Krisus that I am chayiv for if I do them, b'mezid. And two of them on the list are Mishka Behema. So you see they're counted as two separate ones, even though they're the same idea, two separate ones, and therefore the Rambam says, I'm going to count them as two separate mitzvahs as well, rounding out the Arayos in Parshas Achrimos. Shorish mitzvah zu im shalafaneha bechlal. We know the shorish of this mitzvah, as I discussed in the previous mitzvah, as all the minim should only be misdavik with their min, as we said yesterday. Medini ha-mitzvah, as he goes through, Masha'am Mitzvah Mavracha, it only applies to a gedola. A gedola is chayeva, she's a gedola, klomer she'igil chal onshe, she basim b'sham v'yamechad. Like all the arayas, only a gedola is going to be punished. If she is, mevia behema ole ben gedola ben ketana, kiven sha'arispa, right when the mice physical contact starts, like we said yesterday, shein is kalos, they are both put to death, she is put to death, she is chayevas misa, and the animal as well, as we spoke about yesterday, in terms of why the animal is put to death, is it takala, is it kalon, that's what we spoke about yesterday. If the isha is a katana, less than yud beishan of yamecha, the animal is still put to death if the act was done, but she is petura, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Continuing over the next go to the next paragraph, the kasav haramam zechonu levracha she'elah haray shekasavdo ben shein bakaris balei nakaris balashan atorah mevuar ukamo shamar kasuv. Where is karis listed by all of these arayos? It's listed right here at the end of Parshas Achrimos. After all of the arayos, there are a couple of sum up psukim, which hopefully we'll get back to a little bit later as well. But you have a couple of introductory psukim at the beginning of Perak Yud Ches, and you have a couple of ending psukim that form the structure, the framework for Parshas Achrimos and the arayos. Beginning of Perak Yud Ches is all the arayos. So you have at the beginning, Vaydabar Shem Moshe Lamar, speak to Bnei Yisrael, Ani Yisrael Alkechem. Kamasi Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Alosasu. Kamasi Eretz Kanaan Asher Ani Mevaschem Sham Alosasu. Don't follow the ways of others, follow my Mishpatim, follow my Chukim. And you have basically a repeat of that here at the end. We'll read the Pesukim in a couple of minutes, but the Rambam and the Chinuch here are referring to a Pasuk of all the way at the end it says, Ki kol asher yaseh mikol ha-toevos ha-eila. If anybody does any of these toevos, v'nechresu, even though we said there are specific averis that are called toeva, here toeva is referred to all the arayas, v'nechresu hanefashos ha-osos mikarav amam. chiyuv kares for the people who are participating. That is the one of the psukim at the end, which Beis Hashem will get back to. But now the chinuch takes the opportunity, because this is the last one of the arayas, to list off a number of important klalim relating to all the arayas. So on my list, I made it into five. Five important klalim. Number one, v'chol ha'arayos kulan. Some of this is mentioned already, and some of this is new. V'chol ha'arayos kulan shayechad gadol v'chakato. In all the arayas, if there's one person who is a gadol, one who is a katan, ha'gadol chayev, ha'katan patr, k'mo shamar l'mala. Gadol and katan, only the gadol is chayev. V'chinim ha'yishneim gadolim. V'chad yashin, ha'yashin patr, if one of them is sleeping. Or you can't do an aveira when you're sleeping. You're not going to be chayiv for it. Avamisha efsha shenana ksaspa odo yashin. Even if somebody might have gotten hana'a, and we know arayis is all about hana'a, still one is going to be patur. Let's talk about these two statements for a moment. And that is, first it says that a katan is going to be patur. There is a discussion in the Rishonim already, based on the Gemara, when a child does an aveira. Is that a maisa aveira, but there's a patur onshin, because he's only a child? Or do we say that it's not even a maisa aveira? A child is a lav bar das, and therefore, halachically, and therefore, he's not capable of even doing a halachic maisa aveira. So this seems to be a machlokes rishonim. If you look in the Gemara, in Baba Kama Tzadeches, the Gemara quotes the line, kafi, this is the sugya of garmi, where people are chayiv, even if they don't directly damage somebody. If I break something of yours, that's mazik. If I burn up your shtar that says Reuben owes you $100, I damaged you, but I didn't damage the $100. I damaged the raya that somebody owes you $100. That's called garmi. That's a little indirect. It's in between grama and maisa yashir. Says the Gemara, havi uvda, there was a case like this, v'kafye rafram l'ravashi, rafram forced ravashi. Very unclear. What did he force him? So Rashi says, Shesaraf shtar chaveiro biyalduso. Rav Ashi, when he was a little boy, he burned his friend's shtar. We're talking about Rav Ashi, the Mesadra of the Gemara, Ravina and Rav Ashi. So when he was a boy, according to Rashi, he said that he burnt his friend's shtar when he was younger. And so Rav Rafram forced him to pay when he got older. He forced him to pay. V'agvi beki k'shur l'tzalma. So according to Rashi, Pashas is that a katan is going to be pater, but he's going to be chayiv when he gets older. And if you look at Nagos Ashri in Perak HaChovel, in the 8th Perak of Bava Kama, he says the same thing. In Ostes, miyu katan chayiv l'shalim kishe yagdil. V'chein pirish Rashi. Right, he says, this is Rashi and the Nagos Ashri. If you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Rush, they do not quote a chayiv. The Mishnah says, in Bava Kama, the 8th Perak Pigi Asan Ra, that if you damage a katan, he's going to be pater. Does not say anything about chayev l'shalim afterwards when he becomes a gadol. So it seems to be a machlokas, Rashi, Agos Ashri, versus the Rambam and the Rosh. If you look in the Ramah in Arachayim, in Hilchos Shabbos, quotes this. The Ramah in Arachayim, the end of Shin Mem Gimel, says the Ramah, v'katan, shehika es aviv, o aver shar aveiris bekatnuso, a child who hits their father, chas v'shalom, or does any other aveiris, even though he does not meikra din require tshuva, mikol makom tovlo she kabel al atzmo eza davar l'tshuva ulechapara. Af al pi she'avar kodim she'naase bar anoshin. You should be makabel something to do, even though he wasn't a bar onshin yet. So the Ramah is kind of somewhere in the middle. You should do something. So why? Because it was a maisa aveira with a p'tur, or even though it wasn't a maisa aveira, but still, you know, you should be mekabel something because you did this physical act, even though it wasn't a halachically recognized act. Either way, that is the Ramah. If you look in the Taz, Mishnah Berurah quotes it here. Katan shegana voshehizik roi lebezin lakosa shelor yalgoba. Bezin should make sure they rebuke him so he's not margil, not rugil in doing these averus. Aval ain sarach l'shalim im ain geneva ba'en. But you don't have to give it back if you have the item and it belongs to somebody else. Then you have to give it back. Can't acquire anything, so it still belongs to the other person. The kol zemidina aval ifni mishura sadin. You have to pay. Let's say a child breaks something in school. Does a parent have to pay for it? It's all about, it might be based on certain agreements with the children have with the school. It might be based on tuition and others. One might have to pay even me'ikra din, but that is a discussion in the in the Gemara and the Rishonim. One other source, and hopefully we'll get to this actually tonight in the Daf Be'in Shir, when we talk about roves, the Rambam. It's a very interesting Rambam in Hilchos Isuri Bia. Every line of this Rambam is discussed by the Achronim. Perek Gimel Halacha Beis in Hilchos Isuri Bia. Says the Rambam, Haba alaktana Eishes Agadol. What if somebody is Boel in Eishes Ish? That is a Ktana. A Ktana can get married to Oraisa. Kiddush Ektana, the father accepts Kiddushin on her behalf. So, says the Rambam, Hareza b'chenek, so the man who is Mizana with Ektana, so he gets Chenek. V'hi p'tura miklum, but she is Pater. And then the Rambam adds, v'ne'eseres al-baila. Even though she's Pater, she's Neseres al-baila. We know Neseres al-baila is only if there's a Maisa Znus Baratzon, not Ba'ones. So this is Baratzon. That's why Neseres al-baila. Ask the Ravid. Amar Avram lo yadati, lama ne'esra al-baila Yisrael, shaharei amru, pitui k'tana onesu. We say everything regarding k'tana is called an ones, because she's a lav bardas, lav bastas. So how could the Rambam say, ne'eseres al-baila? Either way, that is an important Rambam. What the pshat of that Rambam is not for now, but that reflects that there is something that a k'tana does, possibly. Whether it's a Maisa Avera, it's something recognized by Halacha, that which would be Oser Her Abayla. Fine. The other half of this first statement of the Chinuch who says, all arayis, a gadol eschayv, a katan is pater. So we just spoke about the katan, but the second half of the statement, what if they're both dolan, but one is sleeping? So the Chinuch seems to says that the yashin is pater, because the yashin is not going to be chayiv. Could a yashin ever do an Avera? Could a yashin do an Avera? So, okay, we spoke that Israel of Hashkasa Zer Levatala might come up while one is sleeping, but there are other cases that are discussed, whether somebody could be sleeping and have an Avera. Obviously, they physically can't. But what about an Avera done, a mitzvah? What about mitzvahs? These are Averas. What about in the world of mitzvahs? So there is a discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos in Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Zayim, discusses, what if somebody is sleeping when their karban is brought? Says Tosfos, it's vada, it's for sure going to work. Because all the Gemaras that talk about if somebody goes out to Medina Sayyam and he sends a shliach from Medina Sayyam to bring a get, so are we choshesh whether he died or not? That's the only discussion in the Gemara. Shema meish, shema yamus, but nobody's worried, shema yashin, maybe he's sleeping. Right, maybe he is late. Maybe it's a different time zone, and yet we're not worried about that because Yashin can do a mitzvah. Right, be Megarish is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that we don't like to do, but it's a Megarish is a mitzvah, and therefore you see a Yashin can do mitzvahs. What about the mitzvah of Purvu? There's a discussion in the Achronim, the Shelas Yavis. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva where he discusses if a man is Baal Ishtok Shu Yashin, somehow he's sleeping or in a stupor when he's with his wife. Says the Shelas Yavis, there is no mitzvah of Purvu. Unbelievable. Avos his parak chelik basim in Sadek Zion. Haba al isha b'sheina, the yolda mimenu, nira delokiyem ha-mitzvah, di yashin lav bardas hu lagamre, lo le-mitzvah, v'lo la-avera, lo niskar, v'lo ne'enash. V'chin matzinu balot, shelo yada b'shech v'hu v'kuma, ki yotze b'amru ein ones barayis ela b'yashin. Continues. So, this says the Shelas Yavis, he thinks there is no mitzvah. That's a big chiddush, because first of all, when's the mitzvah? The mitzvah isn't even the Maisa Bia. The mitzvah might be later on. B'shas Leida, or even later, as we discussed a couple of weeks ago, when someone is Yotzi the mitzvah. So, it's a big chiddush to say that one is not Yotzi the mitzvah Puravu in that situation, but that is the discussion of the Shelas Yavis. The Snechemet discusses, what about a sleeping person, if I could, a sleeping person be involved in a mitzvah, this is. What if I give somebody Shalach Manos when they're sleeping? And they only wake up after Purim. Am I Yotzei Mishloach Manos or Matanas Lev Yonim on Purim? So, yeah, that's a question. What about the sleeping person regarding that mitzvah? Can a sleeping person count for a minion? That also relates to his status. But they count for a minion. The Beis Yosef quotes that from the Hagos Mamonios that if somebody is cannot answer, he can be mitzarif to a minion. And the others say, maybe what is can't answer, does it include a Yashin, not include Yashin? Big discussion in the Achronim there, in the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch in, just Lamaskana, in Simin Nun Hei, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Im Hizchil Echad Meha Asara Lehispale Levado, Ve'enu Yachol Anosi Mahem, Oshehu Yashin, Afilo Hachi Mitztarifi Mahem. A sleeping person, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, can count. And the Taz is bothered by this, that you should not use that lechachila. Maybe it depends how sleeping he is. Maybe it's just dozing off versus versus real sleeping. Again, this is a big discussion. It comes up sometimes by Myriv after the Purim Suda. If somebody is somewhat sleepy, so can they count for a minion? Okay, either way, that's the Yashin aspect. So this is number one, the Chinuch says. All Arayas, only Gedolim are Chayiv, and not Ketanim, and not Yashins. Number two, Ubachal Ha'arayas, back to the Chinuch. V'chein b'chol shar ha'averos, she'yob olein chiyav bezdin. Not only Arayas, all Averos. So she'yisham shnei edim k'shirim ha'yoser. Two witnesses, Masrin Ha'over, and there needs to be Hasra'a. And the Minchas Chinuch says, even though the Chinuch says Bezdin, the Minchas Chinuch and Ozdalad points out, of course, Malkus also. One can't give any punishment to Bezdin without getting warned. Veroen, continuing the Chinuch, Veroen Oso Be'ineim Over Al Ha'Aveira, and witnesses have to see the exact Aveira being done. But, Mikomakom, here we go. What about when it comes to Arayas? This is Yisod number two of Arayas. Be'yisr Arayas, Harunu Chachamim, Shein Sarach, Shayiru Ha'edim, Inyon Haniv Lagamre. The Edim do not have to see the complete act of Arayas, the actual Bia. Klomar, Shayiru Ha'samaisa Hara, Kimichol Bishvo Feres. One does not have to see that. Ella. Bikiba Shayiru Osam Kiminaafim, Klomar, Zeba Zekadir Kalabolim, once they see the two people involved, and they are involved in a way that the next step is gonna be the Maisa Bia, Hareelu Neharagan Briyazu, that is enough to see. If they see it about to happen, they don't have to actually see the actual Maisa. Veinomrim Shemelo Hera Vneshachezka Surazu Shehera. Right, Inapu Chapis La Arayas, especially if one is in the situation already with a man and a woman together. So therefore one does not have to see the actual act that takes place, the complete Maisa Bia. Once they see what's called Kidera Kamanaafim, that would be enough. That is Yisod number two. Yisod number three, the Odom Ruzachernum Lavracha. A lot of these Arayas that we have discussed have to do with family relationships. What if there are no witnesses to the family relationship? How do we know these two women are sisters? How do we know this is a mother and a daughter? So that's a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Pei. That the Gemara says we get punishments based on chazakos. Shekol mishoch like b'shar bas she'er baser ne'erag apia chazaka. Even if it's just a chazaka, alfa bishin raya brura ala kurva ela chazaka levad. You know, the chazaka, meaning two sisters live together and everybody knows them as sisters. They moved into the community a couple of years ago. But as long as everybody knows that they act as sisters, they behave like sisters, everybody knows this is this person's son and this person's father and mother. Malkin, Vesurfin, Vesoklin, Vechokin, Alzua Chazaka. The halacha is Onshin, Al Chazakos. That is rule number three. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Vav discusses Machokas Achronim. How long does one need the Chazaka for? Does one need it for at least a month or not? That is a Machokas Achronim. He quotes from the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, who holds that you need 30 days, versus the Bach, who says maybe even less than 30 days. Either way, that is number three. Soklan ala chazakos. Then the chinuch gets back for a moment to this specific yisur, a female mishkav behema, v'noah gets his zebach ha'makom v'chol zman, and if any woman is involved in a relationship with an animal, chayiv misa. But next, nim salafid varenu, this is yisod number four, she'ein yisur ala gayim mishim erva, he's summarizing, which of all of these arayos are usher only to Jews, and which of them are usher also to b'nei noach, so he summarizes the ones that b'nei noach are also obligated in. What's included in gili arayos? Ella, aim, eishas av, Achos me'im, Eishas ish, those four, plus these past three, Zachor, Behema, Avadim, that's seven, and that is it. So really, the Gili Arayas that we know of, one of the Shemitz of Reinoch, really includes seven of the Isurim of Jews. So that is rule number four. Next, the Odom is a Chanon of Racha related to this. Talks about an Eved. What's the halacha about an Eved Kenani? An Eved Kenani has no chayis, has no relationship to his family. So, which of Arayas is he included in, which are not? So most of the family ones he is not included in. He is included, says the Chinuch, in Zachar and Behema. He is included in the Eishas Ish, and he is included in Nida. Fine. But that is all what the Jews are in, what the Goyim are in, and what are the Avadim in. Number five, next paragraph. Amar Zacharim Lavracha. Shimnis Gayachim in the Umos, by a Ger, or a Gioris. V'chein Evashinish Tachrer, Harehin Kakatan Shinolad. When it comes to Agar, so Mida Oraisa, they are not related to any of their previous family members. Kadin Shanolad. A few weeks ago we mentioned the three possible sources for Gershon's Garkan Shanoladami. No sources mentioned in the Gemara. The Meshechachmin Voschanan said it's based on the Pasuk Shvulachem Po'im HaChamor. I'm sorry. Shuvu lachem. He's going to quote that in a minute. Shuvu lachem la'alechem. Go back to your tents. After Har Sinai, but Israel were told to go back to their tents, even though some of them had been married to women who were now ne'asar lahem. How could everybody go back to the women who they had been married to previously? It must be Gershon is Gagach and Ola Dami. The Balaturim in Parshas Kiseitse says it's based on the pasuk of Losate Mishpat Ger Yasom. Ger, it doesn't say ger v'yasom, ger yasom. Every ger is a yasom. That's the Balaturim. And finally, the third that we saw from the Ravan was on the pasuk earlier, v'as nefesh is also b'charon, the nefesh that Avram and Sarah made in Haran. They were the ones that made them, not their parents, because these are the ones that were miguyar. So those are three sources, possible sources related. So if there is a non-Jew who converts, then all of these meet relationships. Meet the arayis are mutter. V'chol she'er basar sha'ayla mitchila b'giyus o ba'avdus einon she'er basar lahen klal. It is all mutter zehu and mutter lisa osama. Afilu einim and achosam. You can even marry their mother or their sister. But Zeo Din Torah, this, of course, is only the Din Da Araisa. Midra Banan, they're not allowed to marry any of these women. Why? Kadesh Lo Yomru Sheba Mikdush Hamur Lo Kdush Akala. So they don't think, oh, when I was a non-Jew, I wasn't allowed to marry my sister, my mother, Vechulu, and now that I'm Jewish, I can. We don't want that to say that there are lower standards in the Jewish religion, and therefore, all of these are Aser Midra Banan anyway. And the Chinuch adds, though, the second to last line, none of the Shnios apply to Gerim. Only the Ikra Din D'Araisas apply to Gerim. Just finishing up now, the Pora ends off this world of Arayos. Don't be involved in any of these arayas, because these are the arayas that all the nations that are surrounding you that I'm going to send out, that I sent out of Canaan, that's what they were involved in. Like the exactly repeating what the parsha started off with, now we're repeating it. I threw them out dafka because they were involved in these terrible arayos. Don't do any of these toevos. Kikot kot toevos eila asu anshei aretz. They did it. Vatitz maharetz. V'lo saki aretz eschem. We don't want the earth to swap to vomit you out. V'tamachem osa. And you also related here is the Isra of Kares. Again, the emphasis of all of the Arayos. Rashi quotes that the earth shouldn't swallow you out. Mashal ben melech shechilu daramos. It's like a prince who is fed something disgusting. Shein obid b'mei avelam akio. It makes him sick. He has to vomit it out. Kein Eretz Yisrael ena mekayemes ovrei aveira. So to Eretz Yisrael, one has the opportunity to live in the palace of the king. So in the palace of the king, though, we have to make sure that we behave like princes, or else HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get upset, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Klal Yisrael, b'shas, the tur churbanos habayis. If you look in the Ramban here, we're not going to go into it now, but this is the famous Ramban at the end of Achremoth on these psukim about the unique quality of Eretz Yisrael, the hashkacha pratis of Eretz Yisrael, the direct hashkacha. It's not, there's no intermediary like there is in every other land. It's direct, and that's why every mitzvah is unique in Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban. Even tefillin and mezuzahs based on a medrash is different in Eretz Yisrael, you know, even though it is not a mitzvah tzliya ba'aretz, and he has a line which is oft quoted that all mitzvahs have an element of only practice in chutz la'aretz, because in Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate place to do mitzvahs. Right, all of this is a very important Ramban. Feel free to look at it right here at the end of Achremos. Okay, we will stop here. Baruch Hashem. Hadron Alach, Parshas Achremos, and its 28 mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, we continue next time with Parshas Kedoshim and the 51 mitzvahs, which we will, Baruch Hashem, start now. And don't think, it's not just Kedoshim. After Kedoshim comes Emor. Emor has even more than Kedoshim. Kedoshim has 51. As we will see, Emor is going to have 63. Okay, we'll stop here.